The agreement requires Syrian forces to disclose all chemical weapons storage and production sites within a week. It calls for the destruction of production equipment by November and the elimination of all chemical weapons by the middle of next year. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the deal shows Washington and Moscow are committed to stopping Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's chemical weapons program in the soonest and safest manner.
It must be credible and verifiable. If fully implemented, we believe it can meet these standards. The world will now expect the Assad regime to live up to its public commitments. And as I said at the outset of these negotiations, there can be no games, no room for avoidance, or anything less than full compliance by the Assad regime.
The deal could avert a U.S. missile strike in retaliation for the Syrian government's alleged use of poison gas in an attack last month that killed hundreds of people. But it does not include the threat of military action in a U.N. resolution backing the deal, largely because Russia would have vetoed such a provision. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says enforcing the deal rests with the U.N. Security Council.
Naturally, in these approaches agreed on, there's nothing said about the use of force and any automatic sanctions. As I've already said, all violations should be convincingly and unequivocally proved in the U.N. Security Council.
But Kerry said President Obama reserves the right to act outside the United Nations.
The potential of a threat of force is clearly one of those options that may or may not be available to the Security Council and a subject to debate. Everybody knows the differences of opinion about it. But depending on what Assad does, that possibility exists either within the process of the United Nations or, as it did here, with a decision by the President of the United States and like-minded allies if they thought that was what it came to.
In an interview with Russian television, President Assad said he's serious about rejecting chemical weapons, but not while under threat of U.S. attack.
When we see that the U.S. really wants stability in our region and will stop threatening and aiming to attack and stop supplying weapons to terrorists, then we will consider the process can be brought to the final stage.
While negotiated between the United States and Russia, making this plan work ultimately rests with the Syrians. Lavrov told reporters here that he's not spoken with Syrian officials since these talks began 3 days ago, but U.S. officials say they believe Damascus will comply. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Geneva.